Welcome to Securing Liberty, the radio program that exposes government corruption, addresses current events, and examines legislation as we explore ways to secure our freedom for ourselves and for our future generations. Securing Liberty with your host, Debbie Morgan.
And we are back. Thanks for staying tuned. We are talking with John DiNardo about Planet X, which is the brown dwarf star, the New Madrid seismic zone, the Queen of England owning massive amounts of land in Crestone, Colorado. John, if we are going to have massive earthquakes and earth disruptions of all sorts coming from Planet X, and Planet X is going to be so destructive and devastating, are the underground cities actually going to be safe?
Well, they have the best geologists and the best engineers money can buy. And they, of course, must have been quite apprehensive about going underground. So when they did their studies, their geological studies, they made sure to find set areas underground at the proper depth and the proper location on the surface of the Earth where they felt that the Earth's crust would be quite stable. So I guess they've done their homework, but you know, they're not gonna foil God.
Yeah,
God tells
exactly.
us in the Bible that He says, "I don't care where you're going, I'm gonna get you. I'm coming after you." And they know it. They gotta know it. They're scared. They're extremely scared.
Well, what gets me too is why would they not alert the public? Because you know they're not gonna do their own work. They're gonna need somebody to do the work for them. So why would they not alert at least some of the public so the public could save themselves?
Oh, well, the reason is pretty simple, and especially if you look at it from their paranoid perspective. They know that when if the world ever found out all the evils and that they have perpetrated, they would be caught and torn apart limb from limb by the mobs around the world, the power elite. They know this. Just as Mussolini, the dictator Mussolini, was ripped apart limb from limb by the Italian mobs at the end of the Second World War. And they're not going to tell anybody anything. They want to go underground and watch at least 90% of the population die, because then they'll have achieved their objective. Their objective is to reduce the world's population by killing 12 out of every 13 people. This is not an exaggeration. This is their statement, literally carved in stone in the Georgia Guidestones.
Right.
If you look at films of the Georgia Guidestones and Alex Jones's Endgame documentary, you will see stated that they intend to reduce the world's population down to 500 million. Well, right now we have 6.5 billion people in the world. So by my arithmetic, that means killing 12 out of every 13 people alive today on the face of the earth.
It's amazing. It's amazing that they could even think that way.
And not only have they thought that way, but they've carved it in stone and thrown it in our face in Georgia, in our own country. Can you imagine that? That's how blatant these people are.
Well, I know a lot of people who can't believe the Georgia Guidestones are still standing.
Well, I would want them to stand. You know, as a testimony, as evidence against these monsters.
Maybe not a bad idea, so that we're reminded that this is who they are.
Exactly. And be reminded daily as to who is desperately trying to kill us. And they have carved it in stone. We're going to kill you. That's the record. So getting back to your question as to why would they not tell everybody, you pretty much know why. Because they're going to be killed by the masses if the masses ever find out that these people have taken literally trillions of dollars of our hard-earned tax money and built underground cities so that they themselves could go down there and hide and have all the most fabulous life support systems you can imagine underground, while we on the surface of the earth are being scorched to death, literally incinerated by the solar blasting, which is projected to occur in the coming months. Solar blasting, if you go to Governor Jesse Ventura's True TV documentary on YouTube, and you will see a scientist, Lawrence Joseph, stating, and he holds up an article from the National Academy of Sciences, and you looked at this newspaper article, and he says, this is not me stating this, Governor. This is the National Academy of Sciences, the closest thing to a Supreme Court of science that we have in the United States. In this article, it's stating that we expect intense solar blasting, solar scorching, electrical storms that will destroy the power grids and bring humanity to a primitive level of existence. No electricity, no computers, no food, because all the supermarkets are controlled by computers.
Absolutely.
No trucking, and then just on and on. When electricity is gone, and we should have our own little home power units, solar or wind powered,
right.
But the network that ties us together will cause the supermarkets to be emptied very soon. Quickly, I should say.
Absolutely. It sounds like total devastation, and of course, well, some people will live through it, but there may be many that give it up, you know, not even try, but some people are going to try to make it through it.
Absolutely, and that's why we have to turn to God. You know, God is bringing this upon us. I've been not only reading the Bible, but I've been praying the Bible, and you know, as I go through my day, I'm glad we got onto this, because this is the essence of this entire fearful issue, and that is God is angry with us. As I read the book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, the book of Amos, the book of Hosea, I see nothing but God's anger. He is saying to Israel, but we are Israel, you know, spiritually, Israel of the bloodline, Israel, national Israel of the Old Testament, was a portrait, a picture, a representation, a symbol of all those whom God had created from the foundation of the world to be true believers. He had given them that capacity to believe in God. And yet, because of God's wondrous abundance that he has poured out on us and relative safety that we have gotten here in the United States and in other countries, we do not look for God. God first tried to show us his existence and his love for us by giving us wonderful gifts, showering us with flowers and rain and sunshine and grass and every fruit you can imagine, delicious and nutritious. And I went through a whole list of all the fruits. And as you think of all these fruits, you can visualize them and you can even taste them in your memory, in your mind's eye, so to speak.
Sure.
And you say to yourself, look at all these delicious fruits. Each is uniquely delicious and uniquely nutritious. In the totality of these fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and other foods and pure water, etc., God has given us everything we need, not only to sustain life, but to have a joyful life. And as a result, what have we done? We've worshipped idols, and he calls us. He says he is so angry with our idolatry because we should be looking to him, the one who loves us the most, the Father standing there over his child as he has showered his young child with gifts. And that young child, that's us, is doing nothing but greedily ripping open every gift and not even looking up with a smile of thanks to his Father, his loving Father above him.
Well, good point. We have totally adulterated the food and water system our Creator gave us to sustain us. And unless you grow it yourself or are buying organic from someone that you trust, the food supply is disgusting.
Yes, and it's all because of our failure to love God. God says in the scriptures, in the Psalms, I was listening to the Psalms today, and God was saying, I would have protected you from your enemies if you had turned to me. I would have won every battle for you. I would have never let those satanic enemies abuse you if you had just turned to me. But now I'm allowing them to come against you. I'm bringing fierce armies against you. It's me who's doing this to you. It's not the New World Order. God is saying, I'm controlling the New World Order. I control Satan. I'm calling Satan to do this to you. But then, after you've been beaten and disciplined, then I'm going to bring you back and dust you off and embrace you if you can stand up to all this abuse and punishment that you deserve.
Well, that's an interesting take on that.
God has stated that so eloquently and so repeatedly in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, in Hosea, in Amos, in Zephaniah, so many books of the Bible. I just can't even think of them all. God keeps on repeating it in so many different ways, in so many different places, to try to drum it into our thick skulls of what he plans to do to us. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom that brings us the knowledge of God's existence and God's love. That's the wisdom he talks about.
What is the starting point, in your opinion, to defend ourselves against the changes that are about to occur?
Well, first of all, God is the starting point. Just turn to him in your mind. And of course, I'm going to talk about a lot of physical things that we could be doing. I won't leave that out. Talk about how to store water, how to store food, and how to protect ourselves from the solar scorching, because the sun will become so hyperactive and so convulsive that the surface of the earth will be scorched. Large portions of the earth, of humanity, will be burned to death, literally burned to death. I would urge everyone to get the movie Knowing. Please, just order it from Netflix or Blockbuster or whatever, the movie Knowing, 2009 movie with Nicolas Cage, K-N-O-W-I-N-G. In that movie, they show us the portrait of what is going to happen to the surface of the earth when the sun starts emitting these tremendous coronal mass ejections. It's going to make the New World Order look like nothing,
really?
like an anthill. The New World Order will not exist. But they will no longer exist because they will be underground hiding themselves. They won't be there to abuse us and to tyrannize us. They'll be hiding in fear, and God is going to rip them out of their caves.
And
he
so,
says this in the Bible.
So what are these physical things that might help us survive this devastation and mass scorching? What do you see as the best suggestion of things we could do to survive this?
The first thing is we have to start getting, you know, the storm shelters. We got introduced to these storm shelters. It looks sort of like a basement, the old style basement with the two swing open doors where you go down into your basement,
right,
in the old type houses. Well, that's what, there's something like that, a kind of underground shelter that you can buy, I believe, and I have not even looked it up. Maybe we should encourage your listeners to do that and to get back to you and try to help us to publicize the need for these underground shelters. Now, people can dig, but you'd want something that's already been prefabricated because you want to keep the water out. Actually, you're going to have to go up and down depending on the conditions. You're going to have to go into the shelter and out of the shelter depending on the storm conditions that happen to be around you. If you have flooding, you want to be out and above ground, if not in the shelter. If you have solar scorching, you want to be deep down in that shelter to avoid the scorching. So you're going to have to do a lot of hopping around.
So I guess we better be fit, huh?
Yeah, yes, we should be. Try to exercise every day. And, well, let's see now. There's also a dome type of thing. You can look up. I don't know if they're still around, but there are probably several companies that produce these domes. Few of us can afford an expensive dome home. That would be unnecessary. But if we were to get a dome, say, maybe 13 to 15 feet in diameter, that can be constructed, put together in pieces, and it has to be a little bit buried somewhat underground. The outer edges of the dome should be underground a little bit. And then this dome could be laid on top of your underground shelter. So now you have additional protection from the sun. And the dome can then be coated with either a paint or some reflective material, highly reflective material, such as the kind of foil, what they use for insulated blankets, camping blankets. You've probably heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
That material should be obtainable. And now you've got double protection. And if I've been, you know, coming from the field of electronics and physics, I can also envision the concept of taking that solar energy, tremendous solar energy, and converting that heat to electricity. Right, and the sunlight and the heat, actually. And there are devices that can convert heat energy to electrical energy. When you take the difference between two temperatures, you can create a voltage. It's called the thermocouple effect, where if you have one electrode is, say, above ground where it's very hot, and the other electrode is buried deep below the ground where it's very cool, you have a rather large temperature difference. And that temperature difference by the thermocouple effect phenomenon, I should say, will allow you, generates a voltage. Now, I don't know if it would be enough voltage, but if it were feasible, that thermocouple effect could be applied by some brilliant or some, you know, ingenious inventors to create an electrical source from the temperature differential. Also, we already have developed, science has developed, or technology has developed solar panels that can be placed on top of this dome. So now you can convert the energy striking, the solar energy striking the dome into electricity and use some of that electricity to cool the air below, underneath the dome and inside your underground shelter, so that when the solar scorching comes, we might survive. The human body might survive these intense temperatures.
Interesting. Now, I have some friends that have been mulling over and talking about the idea of going into caves. Would that be, you know, would that be an ideal situation?
Yeah, it's probably the best idea if you can find a cave. But you know, most the greatest portion of the population, I don't think, would have access to caves. A cave would certainly be a good way to go.
Well, the people that are in the area where the caves would be, I'm not talking about just anybody in the U.S.
Right, they'd have to travel somewhere, but that may be very difficult, you know? I mean, travel is going to be, I could envision traveling being quite difficult.
Right.
During these coming disasters. Because,
oh, sure.
Think about it. I mean, you won't be able to get gasoline.
I'm just talking about the people that live in the areas where there might be caves, you know, if they don't have this underground shelter going on, you know, they might could just duck inside a cave.
For sure. That's probably the best way to go, because you can, I would think you could go deeper into a cave than you could go into an underground shelter.
Right.
But again, now, if you've got this dome above you and the ability to convert that solar energy into electricity to cool the underground shelter a little bit more, then that may be a survivable situation too.
Absolutely.
It might
sounds
be a survivable
like it would be.
Alternative.
Definitely sounds like it would be.
Right, but it's us for us to explore now. We got a lot of patriots out there, and they're going to have to start thinking about, you know, we have to get beyond patriotism, I'm sorry to say. I no longer think about my Constitution. You know why? Because I know it's irretrievable.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
With these disasters, there's no such thing as a Constitution.
And in case of an emergency, they'll do away with it anyway. Is that your thinking on that?
On what now, Debbie?
That the powers that be will do away with the Constitution anyway in case of a disaster.
Oh, yes, they will, right. And again, even if you're in local situations, there's no way to go to court to defend your Constitution because the courts will not be in operation. The judges will all be scurrying for cover somewhere. People will be scurrying for cover. People will... Well, look at the chaos that we have even now. Go down to the Mississippi River area.
No kidding.
And people are drowning. Their homes are floating away. How could you couldn't even hold a court session down there. So, you know, that's why we patriots have to start putting on our survival hats.
Right.
Take off our three-cornered hat and put on our survival hat.
That's a good point. Do you maybe suggest, along with these other things, the storage of seeds and maybe get to know hydroponics, the use of hydroponics?
That's a wonderful idea.
Right.
I have some seeds stored. I keep them in a refrigerator. I try not to freeze them. I don't believe in freezing them. Some people advocate that, but I know there's expansion of liquids.
Right.
Any moisture in there will freeze and turn to ice, and then that damages that expansion when water changes state to ice. That expansion that occurs is damaging to the physical structure of an object, such as a seed. So if I just keep them cool, that's all.
Do you think we'll have a need for
sealed,
hydroponics?
Away from air.
Right. Well, what are your thoughts on hydroponics? Do you think that's a good way to go?
Oh, I've always been enamored with hydroponics. I've always loved the idea. I think it's a terrific idea.
Well, I think if it's
feasible.
Right. If the Earth's crust is scorched, you're going to have to come up with some alternative. And you could run hydroponics under that dome if you could get that electricity going under there like you were talking about.
Yeah, and you know, that's something for people to explore. Thank goodness we do have people who have already done home hydroponics and or large-scale hydroponics, and we have to learn from them.
Absolutely.
Because they've pioneered. They've done all the pioneering work with it. Just follow their lead.
Right.
We have about... Thank goodness for the internet. We could find all that information about hydroponics and seeds and everything.
Absolutely. Well, we are closing in on the end of our program. So how long do you think we have before humanity is devastated or irretrievable?
As I watch events day by day, this year is getting worse and worse. I mean, there's indications that Comet Elenin, they call it E-L-E-N-I-N, has been talked about quite a bit now, and they believe that this Comet Elenin is going to line up with Earth, and whenever you have an alignment between celestial bodies, line up with Earth and the Sun, you have an intensification of the gravitational force of attraction between those aligning bodies, and Earth happens to be like the guy in the middle. It's like a tug of war. You have these big strong men pulling all in the same line on this one rope. So what you're doing is focusing the pulling force of these men in the tug of war. Well, likewise, you have a tug of war with a planetary alignment that's coming up, and that's going to cause a tugging on Earth's crust, which will cause, I'm sad to say, I think it's going to cause devastating earthquakes. Could be even worse than the one we saw in Japan. But I should get back, before the break, I should get back to finish the question, answering the question as to why the elite would themselves try to exacerbate the situation by provoking more earthquakes. So, well, if we have a little time, I might say that they're going underground. They want to, basically, it's like the guy who knows, he knows the ship is ready to sink, and he's jumping into the lifeboat. This is the first time I've ever gotten this analogy, but it seems so appropriate. The sailors on board the ship, they know the ship is about to sink, and they don't want the enemy to capture the ship, or it's going to be captured, let's say. And they don't want the enemy to capture it, so they jump into lifeboats, and as they're doing it, they scuttle the ship. They sink the ship as they're going off on our lifeboats, because we're the enemy. We're considered the enemy. We, the people of humankind, against these devils, these satanic reptilian devils who hate all of humankind, of course, because they are indwelled by spirits. And again, I'm talking as a physicist, a science teacher, someone who has been in electronics and believed all my career in nothing but what can be scientifically proven. Right. However, I've been taken above that, or somehow my mind has been opened to greater realities than what is limited to only man's puny mind.
Right.
And that is realities from God that has absolutely stunned me as I've seen the evidence of God in the Bible and in the world around me. And now I absolutely am certain that there are entities, angels, and the Bible speaks of it, and the Lord Jesus Christ tells us about angels and tells us about demons, unclean spirits. And throughout the four Gospels, you hear about the Lord Jesus Christ dealing with and casting out unclean spirits from so many different people.
Right.
And if for those who don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, at least know that he was a man, more than a man, he was God as man, but at least know that he was the greatest mind, the greatest prophet this world has ever seen. And he did not lie. So whatever he said was recorded many times over, and you could be sure that it was absolute truth when he told us about these demonic unseen spirits that indwell people, that actually get into a person's body and make them act crazy or make them act devilish.
Well,
and we have that all around us today.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this show, and we'll definitely have you back in the future. Do you have any last words, maybe in preparation for the disasters that are coming in the future?
Well, yeah, there are so many different things. I'll just say that there are many different physical things we can do, protecting the roofs of our houses from being blown off by the high-velocity winds that are coming. But I just don't have time. I can get into the details as to how one can quite easily keep their house from being ripped off. Not really easily, but it's doable. With the coming solar, coming windstorms, is such that, you know, if your house roof is protected, then the house will not be inundated with flooding rains. So that's key. It's a key thing to protect the roof of the house. But there's so many other survival things. What I'm going to do is bypass all that for next time, that we can talk about that. But right now, I just wanted to say in closing that keep your mind on God by listening to the Psalms. Get Psalms on audio. Either on the internet, you can get it on the internet, or get a DVD or CDs, I'm sorry, CDs of the Psalms on audio, and play the Psalms in your ear softly with background music. I turn on a classical music station, and I have classical music playing softly in the background as I'm listening to the Psalms, as I'm checking my email or doing whatever I have to do on a computer, so that I'm hearing God's word throughout the day. Because otherwise you get too busy and you forget about God. And when you forget about God, you have no protection from the coming destruction. So stay protected by listening to the Psalms.
Well, thanks, John. That's great advice. And we will definitely have you on again. Thanks for taking the time out today.
Well, thank you for having me, Debbie.
Time's up for this edition of Securing Liberty Radio. Be sure to visit us on the web. Also, don't forget to check out bloodofpatriotsmovie.com. Hope your week is a blessed one, and until we meet again, see ya!
You've been listening to Securing Liberty on the Geo Media Network. Be sure to visit securingliberty.com. Please feel free to email your comments, suggestions, or questions to Debbie@securingliberty.com. Thank you for joining us on our quest for freedom, and may all of your tomorrows be blessed.